Day 5, Plant Seeds of Life. Devotional. Every conversation you have is planting something. Every word you speak is either building something up or tearing something down. The question is, what kind of garden are you cultivating in your relationships? When you affirm someone, those positive words multiply and grow. When you criticize, that negativity spreads like cancer, affecting not just the moment but the entire relationship. You have the power to plant seeds of encouragement, hope, and love, or seeds of discouragement, fear, and resentment. This is especially important in your closest relationships. Don't wait until you're angry to address issues. Speak while you're still loving, while you still have patience and understanding. Unspoken expectations always turn into resentment, so communicate your needs clearly and kindly. Remember that healthy communication prioritizes connection over correction. You can be right about an issue but still be wrong if your relationship is damaged in the process. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do is choose your battles wisely and focus on what really matters. As you go through your day, be intentional about the seeds you're planting. Choose words that build trust, create safety, and nurture growth. Your relationships are gardens that need daily tending, and your words are the seeds that will determine what grows there. What kind of harvest do you want to see in your relationships? Plant those seeds today. Bible verse. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. Reflection question. Looking at your closest relationships, what kind of seeds are you planting with your words, and what harvest are you hoping to see? Quote, every conversation is planting something. Every word is either building or tearing something down. Prayer, Lord, help me be intentional with my words today. May every conversation plant seeds of life, love, and encouragement in the hearts of those around me.